Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control.
Praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. You're now once again tuned into Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, we have none other than Pastor Ron May. We'll be getting ready to deliver God's word very shortly. As I always ask the listeners, please get your Bibles, get your pens and your paper ready to follow along with Pastor Ron Mee on tonight. But we are getting ready to go to God's throne of grace and mercy in prayer. I'm asking all the listeners, if you would please keep the following people in your prayers. Please keep my entire family, the King family, the Hulk family, and the Goree family, all part of my family. We have lost loved ones. As you all know that listened in faithfully, know that on October the 7th, we were down in Marion, Alabama for the homegoing service of our Uncle Jeff Hulk. This week we lost our Aunt Lily Mae King, made her heavenly transition in Greensboro, North Carolina. So her service will be on next Friday night down in Greensboro, North Carolina. So some of me and my family members will be heading out Thursday morning to Greensboro, North Carolina to celebrate her homegoing service on next Friday morning or afternoon. And then also our cousin, Alonzo Gorey Sr., made his family transition also this week here in Michigan. So his service will also be taking place on this coming Friday here in Detroit, Michigan, on next Friday morning. So I know we won't be there for that service, but we will be, God willing, in Greensboro, North Carolina to funeralize and help celebrate our Lady May King's homegrown celebration. So I'm asking all listeners, keep my family in your prayers. I talked to my Eola Hogue down in Alabama today. She's doing great, thank God. She's holding up well. And also my Uncle Malachi and their sons down in Greensboro, North Carolina, and the entire family. So thank God for family that we are holding up each other in prayer. I'm asking our listeners not only to pray for my family, but all those that have lost loved ones, whether we know them or not around the world. We want to continue to pray for the sick and afflicted. We want to continue to pray for our world leaders, Israel, and also Ukraine. The Word of God tells us that we ought to pray faithfully for Jerusalem and Israel. So we want to keep them lifted up in prayer as well, that God's will be done. And pray for those families that have lost loved ones in these unprovoked wars, that God will still get the glory. We're going to go to God's in prayer right now. I'm asking our listeners if you would please pray with me. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again on tonight giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you are worthy of our praise. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. You have and hold all power in heaven and earth is in your hands. For this we give you glory, honor, and praise. We love you because you first loved us, and in spite of ourselves, your son Jesus Christ came down and paid our sin debt on the cross. Even though he didn't have to, he did it out of love for you and out of love for mankind, that we would have an opportunity to be saved in his name. So we are grateful on tonight for Jesus Christ, that the blood of Jesus still works and it will never lose its power. Now, Heavenly Father, we continue to lift up all those that we called off by name on tonight. We thank you that we don't have to see everyone. So we thank you for who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are still touching the hearts and the lives of our sister in Christ, Vivian Bray, and her husband. You know what he's going through and what he's experiencing with his body and his health. We acclaim healing for him in the name of Jesus, that your will be done in his life for your glory. Now, Heavenly Father, we ask that you will continue to move by your Spirit, continue to comfort and strengthen all those that are bereaved all over the land, whether we know them or not. Help them to remember that earth sure has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal in the name of Jesus. Help them, Heavenly Father, to lean on you and continue to stand on their faith. Heavenly Father, that you will see them through even the darkest hour as they have lost loved ones. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Now, Lord, we pray that you will continue to forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Ryan May and his entire family and every saint all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace that you extend to each one of us, even though we don't deserve it, in the name of Jesus. Have your way on tonight through this worldwide ministry and platform, through your man of God on tonight as you use him to deliver your word. And we pray, Lord, that if there's anyone that is listening tonight that's not saved in Jesus' name, it's our prayer, our hope and desire that something will be said through your word on tonight. They will touch their hearts and their minds, and they will open their hearts and their mouths, and they will ask your son, Jesus Christ, to forgive them of their sins, and they will ask him to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight, and that you will get the glory as our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I want to give a shout-out real fast to my pastor and shepherd, none other than Pastor Mark C. Holloway and my church family, the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, which is also located in Harper Woods, Michigan. Listen, tonight's spiritual proof of thought comes to us saying, dark moments of our life will last only so long as is necessary for God to accomplish his purpose in us. Again, tonight's spiritual proof of thought. Someone needs to hear this on tonight. Dark moments of our life will last only so long is necessary for God to accomplish his purpose in us. This is a quote by the late Pastor Dr. Charles Stanley. I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Please take note that I do not own the copyrights or any musical songs played on this worldwide ministry platform. Also, we want to keep Pastor Ron Todd Sr., the pastor of the historic St. James Baptist Church on Evergreen. We want to keep him and his family in prayer at the funeral of his mother on this morning at historic St. James Baptist Church. We want to keep that family in your prayers as well. We're going to go to a music break, but before we do, I want to check this number real quick. I'm looking at a new number that I have never seen before come on my screen. I'm still waiting for Pastor Ron May to dial in. A different number or not, I just need to check this real quick. If you all would stand by, hold on just 1 second, please. Pastor Ron May?
Yep, that's me.
I thought that might be you. That's a different number, but thank God you're on the line. Okay, Pastor Ron May, just stand by for a second. And we're going to go to our music break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to yield the mic to you to deliver God's word. Stand by for a second. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. And because of our world situation that we are experiencing, and we should not be surprised, we should not be alarmed, God's word told us that these things that we are seeing in the world today, wars and rumors of wars, mothers killing daughters, sons killing fathers, nations against nations, families against families, churches, ministries up against ministries, and the world, the climate changes that we are experiencing. The word of God told us, and more people will love a lie before they love the truth. The word of God told us that these things was going to happen. That many women, boys, and girls will become lovers of themselves, and the word of God told us that these things were going to happen. So we are experiencing these things now. So that shows us that God's word is true. Because of that, we are going to play for tonight's music break, Cover Me, Lord.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy self. Cover me, Lord, with thy presence. Oh, with thy breath, cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Cover me with thy presence. Hey, oh. Oh, cover me. Cover me. Cover me. If you cover me, I'll be protected. If you cover me, I'll be shielded. Oh, cover me. I don't want to be exposed anymore. Cover me. Oh, cover me. Under shadow of the Almighty, I need to be covered today. Oh, cover me, oh, with Thy, with Thy breath. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My soul says yes. Yes. Come on, lift your voice and say, oh yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh yes. Oh yes, Lord. Sing this. Cover me. Come on, sing that with me. Oh, cover me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Somebody open your mouth and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Here. Come on, bless him. Come on, bless him.
Yes, yes, yes. It's a good thing to know that we're covered by the blood of Jesus. And God promised us in his word that once we're saved in Jesus' name, nothing and no one can pluck us out of his hands. What a good thing to know. It's good to know Jesus and his personal. You got to know him for yourself. Once again, I pray and hope that you all have your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready to follow along with the man of God on tonight, none other than Pastor Ron May. He will be delivering God's word on tonight and sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with us once again on tonight. So, Pastor Ron May, I now yield the mic to you.
Amen. Thank you again, Brother Brown, for this opportunity. Thank you, God, for your worldwide space. Pray that God will continue to expand it. We thank and praise God tonight. The Lord is good and his mercy endure forever. Let us just pray very quickly. I want to get right to the word. Father, we thank you again for this opportunity to minister your word to your people, those who are in the prison system, those that are in other cities and states and countries. Lord, we just thank you for a worldwide platform to minister from. Now, Lord, let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart, let it be acceptable in your sight. Lord, you are our strength and our redeemer. Amen. If you have your Bibles, amen. I know that you have it already here. That Brother Brown has put it up on the board. So let's go quickly to the book of Luke, the 16th chapter, the 19th verse. Luke 16, verse number 19. That's where we're going to start our reading. We're going to read from that, from Luke 16, 19th verse to the 31st verse. Let's read. Here it reads, there was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at the gate full of sores, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. It came to pass that the beggar died, and he was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, and being tormented, and seeing Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom, and he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus his evil things. But now it is he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And besides all of this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to cannot neither can they come past us, or would they come thence. Then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send my to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that they may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. And Abraham said unto them, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went to them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded to the one who rose from the dead. I want to talk from this point tonight, a good opportunity to serve. One of the things that I've learned that is when God is blessing us, seldomly does he have us in mind. It's not always about me, myself, and I, but when we are born-again believers, it is a possibility that what we have in resources and talents and gifts and things that God has put inside of us, it's an opportunity for us to be a blessing to somebody else. But this Amen. Is not the case. This is not the case of this rich man. The Bible says that this man, Lazarus, laid by his gate and was looking for the crumbs that fell from his table. My God, today. He wasn't looking for a lot. He wasn't looking for half of it. He wasn't looking to get an overwhelming amount. He just wanted whatever that they got through when they got finished. He just wanted the crumb. And I want to pose a question to you today. I want us to think as believers, and I know some of us may not have a lot, but you do have something to give. Just like Brother Brown. Brother Brown today gave us an opportunity to meet the worldwide stage because he shared his platform of his radio station. All of us have an opportunity to give because we, as the body of Christ, have been called to feed the world Jesus Christ. And so what is it that you are doing? Because I know that there is something that has been laid at your gate. That's my first thought. That's my first thought today. What has been laid at your gate? That's how I want us to think on that today. Tonight is something that we got to start thinking about what it is that God is calling us to do. All of us are not called to preach. All of us are not called to serve in various places in the community. All of us are not called to do this or that, but some of us have been, God has given you something and you need to find it out. Because there is somebody who is in distress. There's somebody who is in trouble. There's somebody who is in a dilemma, and they need your help. And they're not asking you for a lot. They're just asking you for your crumbs. Who am I talking to tonight? God is dealing with something. It's not something that the Red Cross is supposed to do. It's not something that the Salvation Army is supposed to do. It's not even something that the church is supposed to do. God has given this assignment and given this opportunity specifically to you. And the question is, what are you going to do with this opportunity? Because this man Lazarus was laid at this gate. Look at what the word says. Look at what the word says. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, verse number 20, in 16, and there was a certain beggar. Now, he was a certain kind of beggar. He was a beggar that was in trouble. The Bible says that Lazarus, he laid at this gate, and he was full of sores. He had some issues. He had some problems. He had some dilemmas because he was in trouble because his body was broken. Oh, my God. He was financially distressed. He didn't have any T-bills. He didn't have any he wasn't on the social economical stage. He didn't have anything. He didn't have no prestige, and all he desired to be was fed with the crumbs that fell from this rich man's table. And the dogs had more compassion on him than the doggone rich man. The Bible says that the dogs licked his sores. I can't get no help in the church. Oh, my God. Help me, Holy Spirit. And it came to pass that this man died. Oh, my God. One day, we all going to have to make our transition. Pastor, Brother Brown was just talking about people who he loved. Three people in his family passed away, and we all know that one day we're going to make a transition from this life into the next one. But look at how Lazarus was taken off. The Bible says that Lazarus, when he died, was taken, and he was taken to the bosom of Abraham by angels. Watch this. And the next, it says, and then the Bible says that the rich man died, the one who had all of the resources, the one who had all of the things. I bet you his funeral was filled with all of the big shots, and they said all good and how nice he was and what he did for society, and they gave all his family all these letters and all of this stuff, and just, oh, my God, it was just a big to-do. But all of that, he had the world's idea of what was good, but when he lifted up his eyes, he was in hell. Have mercy, Lord. We gotta sometimes make a decision on how in the world we're gonna serve in this life. We gotta make a decision on how we're going to serve in this life. Are you going to be the type of person? Because I'm going to tell you something. Let me tell you something about God. God will give you all kinds of tests. He'll lay all kinds of stuff at your door. And I'll say this, and I need to segue this in. I feel like the Holy Spirit is giving me this, that everything ain't always our assignment. Let me say that. Everything that lays at our gate isn't always our assignment. It's because if you got something that is pulling on you so much that it's causing you to be tired, then some things you might want to let go. Listen, Jesus had an assignment. Mark 5, the Bible says that Jesus was going to Jairus' house because Jairus' daughter was in a coma. And Jairus asked Jesus to go to his house and lay his hands on his daughter so that she could be raised out of the coma. But Jesus was trying to get there, and it was a lot of people pushing and shoving him all around. And all of a sudden, there was a woman who grabbed him, and Jesus had to stop because virtue had left him. Some of the anointing that he had on him had left him, and he had to stop, and he had to deal with that. He said, "Who touched me?" Sometimes you can't always let everybody grab a hold to you. It has to be an assignment. It has to be what God has laid at your gate. So you got to have this opportunity that you have, you need to make sure that you are, let me say this first thing, discerning. Yeah, you need to know with wisdom on when to do and when not to do. And so let me tell you something. No is an answer to. Let me say it again so you could hear me real good. I said no is an answer to. So all the time when we see people and we see them, it is not always our initial thing to do is to always just give them something. I like that old saying. It says, You can fish for a man and he'll learn and he'll have a fish for a day. But if you teach him how to fish, he'll be able to fish for a lifetime. And that's what we want to teach people. We want to teach them to fish for a lifetime. And so there are gifts and talents and things that are inside of you that you have to share with somebody else, but you got to recognize and be able to discern when God is laying something at your desk that is supposed to be your assignment or when it's not. Can I get to help somebody help me in the church? If I was in the church, I know I'd be getting a lot of amens right now. Amen. Somebody help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Listen.
Yes, sir.
God wants us to be a servant. He says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. And so this time in our lives at this point, you have an opportunity to give somebody salvation, to get them saved, to share with them the love of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's our responsibility. This is one of the things that we are supposed to do. We have an opportunity to get saved, and we have an opportunity to get somebody else saved. That's what we want to do. We want to get ourselves saved, and we get saved by making sure that we are kingdom-driven, that we are doing what it is that God says for us to do, that we're serving to make humanity better. I'm telling you, I went somewhere this weekend, these couple of days this week, and I'm telling you, it has changed my narrative. It has shifted my paradigm. It's because I'm seeing things a little bit differently, and I'm coming home now. I'm back to work. I'm back to the grind. Sometimes you don't like the grind. Sometimes you just want to just sit in your bed, lay in your bed, eat your food, do what you want to do. You want to put on your clothes. You want to do how you want to do and ignore everything else that's around you that's falling apart. And you know that God has laid this stuff at your gate, but you don't want to deal with it. You say, well, I ain't going to deal with it. I'm going to let them deal with it. Oh, my God. Who am I talking to? I hope some preachers is on tonight. It's because God is trying to challenge us to do better. We've been doing so wrong. The preacher preached on Thursday night. God is disgusted with you. Oh, my God. It's time to repent. We got to do things better. So I can't give you no sugary message today. I can't tell you God is going to bless you, bless you, bless you. No, baby, you're going to have to go to work. You're going to have to get up. That's how you get blessings. You get up and you go to work. God gave me a word this year, and he told me, May, you're going to have to work hard. Oh, my God, that's what he said. And he said, not only are you going to have to work hard, but you're going to have to do good work. Are you listening to me? It ain't about just doing. It's not about working hard, because sometimes we can work hard and we tired and we ain't produce nothing. And so we don't want our bosses, or if we're supervisors, we don't want the people who are up under us to see us. We want them to see us working hard, because God has laid these people at our gate. And some of them are in trouble. The sores means trouble. Trouble. Well, I don't know what kind of sores. Is it financial sores? Is it health sores? Is it mental sores? And it is laid at your gate. And you have an opportunity. I said, you got an opportunity. Who am I talking to tonight? I must be talking to me. I'm preaching to me. Yes, yes. Listen, God did not bless you. He did not give you your mind. He did not give you your resources. He did not give you your network, your connections, your money, whatever it is. You are supposed to share that. Don't be like this rich man. I ain't going to be before you long tonight. It's because I feel like what I'm saying to you is getting through. You need to make a decision tonight that I'm going to do something. This is my opportunity. This is my time to do some service for the Lord. Yes, I'm not going to let the Red Cross outdo me. I'm not going to let the Salvation Army outdo me. I'm not going to let any of these social programs outdo me, it's because the Bible tells me that greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. Don't end up like Lazarus because you ignored all God's signs. God's trying to tell you what it is that he wants you to do, and you got an opportunity to do it, and you don't want to do it only because you decided that that ain't what I do. Well, I want you to know tonight that's what you are supposed to do. God is calling for you. Don't you hear his voice? He's speaking to you loudly. He's letting you know that it is your time. I'm telling you, he got a bunch of wisdom for you because you are knowledgeable about things. Yes, you are. And God wants to use you. He wants to use your gifts. He wants to use your talents. And you got an opportunity to live for him. Who am I talking to tonight? Yes, it's a good opportunity. Yes, 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 I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. I feel like Jesus sometimes. I know I've been pushed and shoved and just all kind of stuff just in my way. But I thank God that God will give you strength. The Bible says that you won't even have to do it in your own strength. The Bible tells us that we can do 2 Corinthians, I believe, 5:17 says I can do all things. No, Philippians 4:13 says I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength.
All things, yes.
I can do everything. You don't even got to use your own strength. You can use God's strength. Hallelujah. When you're served. Yeah, it's a good thing. That's what I am. I'm telling you, right? You got to write this down in your notes. Just tell yourself, I'm saved to serve. I'm saved to serve. I'm saved. Listen. We used to have to do chores. We used to have to do chores.
That's right.
I used to have to wash dishes. I used to have to sweep the floor. I used to have to mop, clean the basement, all kind of stuff I had to do. And that was before I went to work or even to school. I had responsibilities. God wants you to work beyond that. Listen, when you're used to doing things, when you're used to doing chores, when you're used to serving, God can bless you in that manner. And he will give you the strength. Don't end up like this man.
Yes, he will.
Don't see stuff lying at your gate and don't do nothing about it. Let me say it again. Don't see stuff at your gate and don't do anything about it. But know if it's your assignment or not. Be discerning. Use your wisdom. Use your wisdom. Use your insight. We got some opportunities. You got an opportunity to get saved if somebody not saved tonight. You got an opportunity to get somebody else saved if you are saved. You got an opportunity to support God's program. And most importantly, beloved, this is the most important thing. You got an opportunity to live a beautiful Christian life. I'm going to close with that. I didn't have much to say tonight. I really just wanted you to know tonight that God wants to use you. Don't be like this man, Lazarus. I could have really went more into detail and exegeted this text, but at this point, the message is what God wants us to know is that salvation is at our door. I'm ministering to you right now. If you're sick, if you've got a bunch of sores in your life, I don't know what it is. It could be abandonment. It could be abuse. It could be financial. It could be mental. I want you to know tonight God can deal with all of those sores that are in your life. That's what salvation is. Salvation means that you can be free from all of that. And if you're born again, then you got to let somebody else know. You got to let them know your testimony. You got to tell them about the goodness of Jesus. Oh, my God, hallelujah. You got to tell them how good God's been. God's been good to me. I'm telling you, I'm looking at my life, and I'm reflecting back where I was, and then I'm looking at my ladder. I thank God for a beautiful, loving wife and great relationships. I mean, I have awesome relationships with people. That's God. I want to save somebody else. so that they can receive great relationships. There's some people who don't got good relationships with people. And, man, when they come into the body of Christ is filled with beautiful people. Come on over to New
yeah.
Life. Come on over to Peace and Goodwill. I promise you, hey, you'll meet some good
yeah.
people. Glory to God. And then be supportive of God's program. Don't be a cynic. Don't be critical. I know sometimes we can be critical of God's program, the church. But I'm not talking about the church. I'm talking about the kingdom. I'm through with church stuff. I'm kingdom driven. I want to make sure that somebody make it in. And so we can't get
yeah.
compassion fatigued. We can't get compassion fatigued, Brother Brown. You got to keep this going. You got to keep this radio station going. I'm closing.
Yes.
Glory to God. So tonight is a good opportunity to serve. God bless you. God keep you. May heaven smile upon you. Thank you for, again, Brother Brown, for this opportunity to minister. I pray that some life was changed. I want you to know tonight that Jesus do love you. And all you got to do, beloved, is if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised his son from the dead, you can be saved. He did die for you. He was buried and he rose up. Hallelujah. And he said that he loves you. And all you got to do is just open your mouth. If that's you tonight,
yeah.
if you just say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. I want to be saved. Save me. Right now.
Yeah.
If you just did that. If you just said, Lord, I know I'm messed up. Man, we've all messed up. We've all come short of the glory of God. The Bible said we've all sinned and come short of his glory. Ain't nobody perfect around here. That's why we get in church. That's why we have these platforms. That's why we go to Bible studying and all of the teaching ministries so that we can grow in Christ. He's laying it at your
yes.
door today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, Brother Brown.
Amen. Pastor May, listen, I just want you to know, and I tell this to a lot of pastors that come on this platform, a lot of them do understand that sometimes they have 30 minutes, sometimes they may have 40 minutes to word. But sometimes God gives us a short word, short message.
Yes.
And as long as you give them what he gave you to give them, then you have done your job. So
amen.
Applies to you tonight. It was not a long message, but it was a much-needed word, and it was a powerful message on tonight. And I received this word on tonight, and I know that I'm not the only one. I believe that someone around the world just received this word. I believe that someone that's incarcerated behind prison bars have received this word, and they too know that even though they may be incarcerated behind prison bars, they may be set in behind prison bars, but they serve God, you know, behind prison bars. So we thank God for this.
Even.
Go ahead.
I said he can do it. Remember Paul and Silas in Acts 16:25. They were in prison, but they started singing
That's
and praying. Right. Hallelujah. And
yes,
the prisoner got saved. Did you hear me? They were singing hymns and praying. Oh, my
That's
God.
That's right.
Do not get me started. You got an opportunity, sir. Yes.
That's right. And the prisoners do that. But the prisoners, even the governors, heard and are praying to God. And that's why a lot of them got saved. Listen, I love this message on tonight. A good opportunity to serve. I'm saved to serve. Not only am I saved to serve, not only are you saved to serve, but anyone that's born again and that are followers of Jesus Christ, that's why we are born in Christ, Jesus Christ, to serve him. And we know that his word told us that greater works that we was going to be able to do. Because when Jesus was here in the flesh, guess what? When he was here in the flesh as a baby, and he grew up to be a man at 33 and a half years of age before he died and paid off a sin on the cross, Listen, he's
yes.
only one person. He can only be in one place at one time. But yes. I know that our Father, our Creator, knew before time that the World Wide Web, the Internet, was going to be in existence, that we can reach millions of people around the world at the same time. What a mighty God we serve.
Amen.
And I do pray that God bless this worldwide ministry platform, that it will continue to grow. Even if the Lord happened to call me home, that someone else will pick up the mantle and keep this worldwide ministry platform going, that God will continue to be glorified, that souls will continue to be saved, and that backsliders will continue to come back to the fold, and that those that are in the Christ Jesus will continue to be filled and edified through God's word, because that's what it's all about. It's not about Jesus. Pastor, many thank you for this word of faith, and I pray in your scripture that you will continue to stay on the wall. You and your wife, you are doing a great
bless
work. Your ministry is doing a great work for the Lord. So he is
Amen.
Well pleased with you all. Continue to do what God has called and anointed and appointed for you all to do for such a time as this.
Thank
I am
you.
Giving it to open up the we have a lot of people that do, and some of them do not say anything, but we thank God for them as well. So the phone is open for those of you that are calling us tonight. If you have received this word from Pastor Ron Newland tonight, and you were blessed or inspired by this word, or you just want to give them a word of encouragement, the phone is open now. The phone lines are open. All listeners, praise the Lord. And
I was blessed by the word tonight, and I thank you, Pastor, and y'all please pray for my family.
Yes.
We're
yes.
going through some stuff right now, but you know what? God is by our side.
Amen.
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 By being Sister Marianne, is Aunt Essie Sitt on the line with you tonight?
Yes, she is.
Yes, I'm here, and I've been blessed by the word. Thank God for the word. And, Pastor, keep on preaching. Keep on taking the word, and we're going to listen to the word and abide by it.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You very, very much.
Amen. Bless you.
Amen. My first cousin from Greensboro, North Carolina, and also my aunt Essie from Greensboro, North Carolina. I'm going to have them on the air. Aunt Essie, I will, Lord be willing, we will be down there in Greensboro, North Carolina this coming Thursday night. We will be leaving Thursday morning down, and some are flying in. The whole family, they will be flying, they will be driving in from New Jersey on Thursday as well. So we will, Lord be willing, we will see you all on Thursday evening and also for the homegoing service of Aunt Willie Mae King down in Greensboro, North Carolina. And Aunt Essie, I do plan on coming by your house while we're down there to visit and want to spend some time with you.
Okay, baby. I appreciate that.
All right. Love you guys. Listen, again, we thank God for what he's doing in our lives. Even though we have lost three members of our family this month alone, a whole year has not passed, because last November, our brother-in-law had a massive heart attack and died in Massachusetts. So my older sister and her daughter, they only have one daughter, Crystal, they are still grieving and still going through the process of being healed and restored. So that makes four within 1 year in our family that have gone on. But we still give God glory, honor, and praise, because God is still in control, and he still has the last word. And we thank God for our family members that are saved in Jesus' name, and we know that their labor in the earth was not in vain. And we keep on living for Jesus. Guess what? One day we're going to see them again. So, Pastor Ron May, once again on tonight, I thank God for you. I am so excited that God has placed you and your wife in my life, and I thank God for allowing you all to be a part of this Worldwide Ministry platform. I believe that God has more for you all to do, even over this Worldwide platform. So I am waiting to hear what God is saying to me regarding you and your wife. regarding this worldwide platform. I just thank God for the opportunity to be able to share it with you and your wife, and not only you all, but many, many others around the world that come forth over this worldwide platform sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. So we get ready to close out in prayer. Pastor Ron May, I'm going to ask you, if you don't mind, if you would please close us out in prayer on tonight.
I was going to sure ask you, Brother Brown, because I really wanted to pray for your family, and I just wanted to pray for you, man. You're such a blessing, brother, and this is why sometimes we get those attacks, but I'm asking God that how he does is just comfort. Let me pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for the power of your word and your spirit, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you would continue to bless this family. I pray, Lord, that your blessings would rest upon this man of God who has to go and travel. And I pray that you give him traveling grace, all of the family members. I pray that those that are coming in from all aspects of the country, Lord, that you would give grace and favor. I ask that you would rebuke incident and accident, oh God. And I pray, Lord, that when they come together, that it'll be a beautiful reunion. Yes, they're going to be grieving, but I pray that your joy and your peace, because we don't grieve like the world grieves. That's what you told us, Lord.
Yeah.
We have a hope, Lord, and that is that to be absent from this body is to be present with you. So touch their family. Come. The aunties, comfort the uncles, comfort the sisters and the siblings and the brothers. Lord, this death thing, we don't understand it, but you said that we could be comforted in it. Comfort your people. Do like only you know how.
Yeah.
We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless you, Brother Brown.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Von May. We receive that prayer. I know my family members that are listening in on the line tonight, we all receive that prayer in Jesus' name. Thank you so much. Be sure to tell your wife and kids up there, hello, and I'm sending my love that way to your family as well.
Man, we receive it all, brother. You already know how I feel about you. All right, man. Have a good evening.
All right, thank you so much. Likewise, you too.
Yep.
Listen, I want you all to know that we want to continue to pray for all pastors. We want to continue to lift up all pastors, keep them lifted up in prayer, because they need our prayers, they need our support, because they are standing on the wall, they are doing a great work for the Lord, and we want to continue to be supportive of them and the ministry that God has placed them over, and we want to be able to follow the vision that God has given to them, that the church and the body of Christ will continue to grow, that more souls will be saved and added to the kingdom for God's glory, in Jesus' name. So on tonight, that's it. That's all I have for tonight. And we just thank God that he's going to be in the midst of the services on tomorrow worldwide, whether it's in person or whether it's through social media platforms around the world, that God is going to be glorified on tomorrow. And we pray that souls are going to be saved, backsliders are going to come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ is going to be built up and strengthened and edified on tomorrow if God's word goes forth as he leads and guides his people to teach and preach his word on tomorrow, that God will have his way in each situation, that he get the glory. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night. Thank you. Yes, we're sending this song out. We are sending this song out to the King family. We're sending this song out to the whole family. We are sending this song out, total praise, to the Gorey family. And also continue to pray for my older sister Janice and her daughter in Massachusetts, as they are still dealing with the loss of her husband, our brother-in-law, Dale Nelson, in Massachusetts. Again, we're praying for those families in Greensboro, North Carolina, our aunt Eola Hogue, and that family down in Marion, Alabama. Also for our cousin, the Gorey family here in Michigan. His homegoing service will be also taking place on this coming at 11 o'clock in Detroit, Michigan, as well. We will be down in Greensboro, North Carolina, celebrating the homegoing service of our beloved Lily Mae King on this coming Friday afternoon. So for all families, not just my family, but all families that have lost loved ones, we are Jewish. And we want to remember this song and be blessed and encouraged by this song, Total Praise.